The universe is calling you, so we all need to be brave enough to answer. We don't need to make apologies for seeking higher knowledge. Sometimes we may make mistakes, but that is how we learn. Char's book is filled with answers that will guide you to finding peace and happiness. It will help you decipher between positive and negative energies and keep you on the path of positive healing. All of us have a purpose in life. This guide can help you find your soul's purpose. First, understand if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? As Char writes in this book, the first true love is self-love. It doesn't mean you're selfish. It means your needs matter. Give yourself the gift of wisdom and allow this book to help you find your essence and the core of who you really are. Be open enough to hear the call. Everybody say love. This book is filled with it. The universe is calling you, love, so listen. RuPaul. No matter what changes in each of our reincarnated lifetimes, our energy pattern stays with us. We all have our own energy thumbprint that identifies us through eternity. Our goal is to become one with goodness, love, and God, which is our essence. Char Margolis. 1. Discovering your true self. Who am I? Why was I born? What's my reason for living? Why do the people I love have to die, and will I see them again? Why do I have to die, and what will happen when I do? Is this world all there is, or is there something more? Why is there so much sorrow and evil in the world? Is God really there? As a psychic intuitive medium for more than 45 years, I have heard questions like these from thousands of people, clients, friends, family members, audiences of my TV shows, the people who attend book signings or whom I meet on the street. And I have asked these questions myself, especially in times of grief and emotional distress. I, too, have felt the enormous pain of losing loved ones and the guilt and remorse and regret for things done and not done. And, like most people, there have been times that I have questioned the wisdom of a God that would allow